Tomorrow night in Pooler, Georgia, just outside Savannah, men of the cloth will strap on full face helmets and fire protective jackets. They'll climb into cars, fire up the engines, and take off up to 70, 80, maybe even 90 miles an hour. Yes, it's time for the fourth annual Faster Pastor stock car race at the NASCAR-sanctioned Oglethorpe Speedway Park. A dozen pastors from the area raising money for their churches by careening 10 times around the half-mile track. It'll be the second Faster Pastor race for Reverend Doug McCart. He's minister of the First Baptist Church in Brooklet, Georgia.
Last year, I finished in second place. And the guy that finished in first, that was his third year to win. So he has to start at the back of the line, so I just have to be sure I keep him behind me tonight. Now, tomorrow night.
No, that's Reverend Ricky, an appropriate name, Reverend Ricky Rushing.
Yeah, he better be rushing tomorrow night. keep him behind me.
Now, this sounds like he has an unfair advantage, though. He's a former drag racer, I've read.
Yeah, he has quite a bit of experience in some type of racing.
Well, that just seems like the deck is stacked right there.
Yeah, we're going to get him this year, though.
You think?
We told him we were going to let the air out of his tires before he started.
Well, that's not very pastorly of you,
I don't think. Having fun with picking on him.
What will you be driving tomorrow night?
I'll be driving a Monte Carlo, Chevrolet Monte Carlo. I don't know what year it is. I've not seen the car yet. Once a year, the local drivers will loan their cars that night to about a dozen preachers in the race. So we don't own our cars. We use borrowed cars.
Mm-hmm. They're broken in.
Yeah, they're well experienced.
How do you feel about the Monte Carlo?
Well, that's what I used last year, was another guy's Monte Carlo, and it handled real well, and it drove well, did good.
Now, there must be a whole competitive side to pastors that maybe we're not too aware of out here.
Oh, yeah, we're just like everyone else. We like to win, too, and, you know, I've always ridden motorcycles and had a lot of fun with speed, I guess, anyway, so this is right down my alley. I'm enjoying it.
Are you a thrill seeker?
Oh, yeah.
Now, what do you think about your competition this time around?
Well, we had some guys at practice the other night. They were driving pretty good. I'll have to be on my toes.
Have you got a strategy?
As much as I can, not being as experienced as we'd like to be, since this is just my second year. And when I say second year, I don't mean for the whole year. It's just that one night race and a couple of practices, and then the same for this year. So my strategy is going to be to try to pass as many of them as I can. try to take first place away from Ricky Rushing.
Well, that's pretty simple.
He's a great guy.
Do you have a part of the track you favor? How do you approach this? What do you do?
There's a certain part on a dirt track that stays black, where they lay the rubber down when they come around the corners and they're going through there and the tires are sliding a little bit. You want to try to stay in that black as much as you can, because that's where you get the best traction. So then as soon as you get a chance to pass, you go around if you can.
Now, I'm wondering, do you all gather together and maybe have a group prayer?
We do. We'll meet first, and then we'll go over some rules, and then we'll have a prayer time before we race.
Now, if you were leading that prayer, what do you think you might say?
I think one thing I would do is I would just ask that God would guide us as we race, that we would race with good Christian fellowship and a good Christian attitude, that he would protect us, that if anyone were to have an accident, that no one would get hurt. And we really want people to see Christ in us, that sometimes pastors are stereotyped as just some religious guy that sits in the in a book all the time, and that's not the case. We know Jesus is our Savior, and we're excited about that, and we present the gospel to others, and we want people to see that there's a real side of us as well.
And you think he might be with you on that track?
I hope he is. If he's not, I'm in trouble.
Well, Reverend McCart, best of luck tomorrow night.
All right. Thank you so much, and appreciate your time.
That's Reverend Doug McCart of the First Baptist Church in Brooklet, Georgia. He'll try to become the fastest pastor at tomorrow's Faster Pastor Race at Oglethorpe Speedway Park.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.